Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Sunday, February 6th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News read by Elizabeth Peck. Additional U.S. troops from the 82nd Airborne Division out of Fort Bragg, North Carolina, arrived in Poland at an airport outside of Rzeszów yesterday. According to Pentagon spokesman Jack Kirby, the deployment aims to send a strong signal to Russian President Vladimir Putin and, frankly, to the world that NATO matters to the United States and it matters to our allies. The move comes in response to the continuing buildup of Russian troops and equipment along the Ukrainian border and ongoing fears of an imminent Russian invasion. In a report from Reuters yesterday, two U.S. officials warned that Russia has in place 70% of the combat power necessary to launch a full-scale invasion of Ukraine, with additional battalion tactical groups still arriving. Around 4,500 American troops are already stationed in Poland on a rotating basis, with an additional 1,700 expected to arrive in the coming days. A manufacturing plant in the central Polish town of Konstantinowodzki has begun producing a vital ingredient of the new Novavax COVID-19 vaccine. According to the website Euractiv, the news comes after Polish biotechnology firm Mabion struck a deal with U.S. drug maker Novavax to produce a version of their COVID-19 vaccine. Mabion has now launched production of the key active ingredient of Novavax's soon-to-be-marketed Nuvaxovid shot in a project co-financed by the Polish government, making Poland one of the world's most important vaccine producers. If approved by the European Commission, Nuvaxovid would become the fifth COVID-19 vaccine authorized for adult use across the 27 member states of the European Union. It would be the only approved vaccine that uses traditional protein-based technology rather than newer mRNA technology. Third-stage clinical trials have shown that Nuvaxovid is 90.4% effective in preventing a severe course of COVID-19. And the additional vaccine production is welcome news as daily infection rates continue to remain high as the fifth wave of the coronavirus pandemic continues across Poland and the rest of Europe. Yesterday, the health ministry reported 45,749 new coronavirus infections and 272 additional deaths related to COVID-19, with the weekly average similar to numbers reported a week ago. Of the new cases confirmed on Saturday, most were in the regions of Mazowiecki, followed by the southern regions of Silesia and Wielkopolski. In Pomerania, 3,216 new cases were reported yesterday, with an additional 25 deaths. Over 21.8 million Poles have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19, and an additional 10.2 million have received a third booster shot. Last week, the health ministry also reported that over 1,000 certificates had been issued for those with compromised immunity to receive a fourth dose of the vaccine. In cultural news, Polish conductor Anna Duczmal-Mruz has become the third Polish woman ever to win the prestigious Taki Alsop Conducting Fellowship. Launched 2 decades ago by world-renowned conductor Marin Alsop, with financial support from Japanese business mogul Tomio Taki, the fellowship provides intensive coaching and mentorship to aspiring female conductors from around the world. Duczmal-Mruz will serve as assistant conductor to Alsop during concerts across Europe and the United States for the next 2 years. The fellowship also includes a chance to conduct the Chicago Symphony Orchestra at the Ravinia Festival in July, as well as a $20,000 honorarium. Experts from the Institute of Meteorology and Water Management have issued a first-degree warning for strong winds in the coastal areas of Pomerania from now until Monday morning. The warning applies specifically to the powiats of Słupsk, Lemberg, Puck, Wejherowo, Nowodworski, Gdynia, and Gdańsk. Residents of these areas are asked to exercise additional caution in coastal regions.
The weather.
Today will be mostly cloudy and cold, with a chance for rain throughout the day and strong winds blowing in from the southwest. Temperatures will peak around a high of 6 degrees centigrade, or 42 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to an overnight low of 1 degree centigrade, or 34 degrees Fahrenheit. Similar temps are expected tomorrow, with a chance for some sun in the afternoon before clouds and rain showers return on Tuesday. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.